The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
You can take this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up to the North Pole if you like. But if you're looking for Santa, head to Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
In this catch-up,
Paris Hilton, Peking Duck and Heidi's lie detector test. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Now, we don't normally do this. I mean, we, you know, smoke and mirrors of radio. We're going to say this person's live in the studio up next. This person we spoke to a little bit earlier. Her name's Paris Hilton,
yeah.
Right?
She is going to be live in the studio.
She's going to be live in the studio after 7 o'clock.
Yeah. But we actually
Just revealing everything here, aren't we?
No, we had to pre-record her before the show because she's on Eastern States time.
Yeah, live in the studio.
Yeah. She's sitting outside waiting for us. We had a pre-show chat and now she's having a coffee and then she's coming in an hour and a half.
Anyway, she's coming in and we spoke to her a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Woody.
Mm?
Look. Look, I've done a bit of... You've put me out on this show as an underground DJ, right?
Absolutely. I'm your manager. We need to get you out there a little bit. And I'm your trying manager. To promote you without being too overground, so I appreciate your underground.
Exactly.
I love that you struggled to even get that out then.
It's hard. It's hard. But he is my manager.
Yeah.
And from time to time, look, he's a poor manager. He's got me 2 gigs and he didn't even get me a free drink card at one of the gigs.
he drank it.
We got a free drink card. By the way, we lost the gay parade.
Oh, did we?
Gig. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Anyway. So you might have actually redeemed yourself.
Yeah, I think I have.
Because we spoke to Paris Hilton earlier and you got her to say this.
Well, I love all the underground DJs. I'm obsessed with going to DC10 in Ibiza. It's one of my favorite places. So
Wow.
I feel like a lot of the underground DJs, they like being underground because that's like their cred. But I think a good thing to do for any DJ, especially underground, is you have to play at DC10.
Right, okay.
I've got a gig
in DC10 in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like that'd be hard to do, Paris. Unless I got a leg up from you, of course.
I can hook it up. I'm friends with the owner.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what, Paris.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Now, bloody welcome.
Now,
mate.
Everyone's going, how the hell did you get Paris Hilton to say that?
Mm.
Well, this happened earlier in the interview.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We don't run.
Are you kidding me? She's
this is quite the interview.
Jesus.
Yes.
Wow. I'm not going to tell
Hang
you
on.
What
if my
that
girlfriend's
is.
Listening, like, nothing.
If you guys want to know what the hell that was, you have to stay listening after 7 o'clock. It was outrageous.
Courtney's,
it was completely outrageous. As my manager, thank you.
Courtney's probably Fleetwood.
Let's bloody hope so. And her mum and all her family.
Also,
her
by
friends.
The way, if you follow Paris Hilton on Snapchat,
you can
already see that.
Yeah.
Because she put it on her Snapchat. She was so impressed with what you were doing that she Snapchatted you to her millions of followers. I don't know what her Snapchat name is, but go and check it out. Paris Hilton was on the show earlier today. We had a chat with her, all right? Now, she's in town to promote her brand new perfume.
Called Gold Rush. So you can go out and get it today at all your Chemist Warehouse.
Chemist Warehouse, exactly where you can get that. Now, what happened, guys, is that she's in Melbourne, okay? So sometimes we have a couple of technical issues, and as just before the interview kicked off, we realised that we could hear her, but she couldn't hear us.
Yeah.
Okay? But more importantly, there was a webcam in this studio.
Yes.
The webcam was pointed squarely at Woody, okay?
Yeah.
So remember, we can hear her, she can't hear us, all she can see in front of her is Woody on a webcam, all right? This is how things started.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How
are you?
Volume on. He's cute.
She couldn't actually hear us, could she?
No, she couldn't hear us, but all she said was, Woody's cute,
yes.
All right?
And we heard, she did it to me first. I didn't do that.
Okay, but you both kissed at each other down the webcam.
So that was just a way of saying hi.
Yeah, of course. In where? In a sex club?
No, in LA, obviously.
Okay, so anyway, so they've got this webcam connection. She's completely enticed by it. we decide to keep pushing things. Keep in mind, she can't hear us. We can hear her, and she's only got Woody in front of her on this webcam. Here we go.
Oh. Can you flirt with her, Woody?
Woody, oh my God, she's
yeah, sure.
Woody, that's the camera there.
Killing it. Yes.
Go, Woody, go. She's looking.
Yes.
Yeah, she's loving it. Take the shirt off. She's lost it. She's going to take a photo of you. She's taking a photo of you.
Do it again.
Good morning. What are you doing?
Hello.
This is my next interview.
Jesus. Yeah. She's loving it, Woody.
Perth is in the house.
No.
Hello. Oh, my God, Woody. No, get on the desk. Get on the desk. She's loving it. Yep, he's up there now.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Woody, don't run.
He's stripping for me.
It's great a bit. Are you kidding me?
This is quite the interview. We can yeah, getting a little lap dance.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sexy.
That was so
good. Now just stripped in front of millions of people.
Oh, yeah, she's putting it on her.
She put it live.
What?
Oh, you can watch it on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody. Woody, I noticed that you keep looking at the time because you said Courtney sets her alarm for 7:25 this morning. So she's probably just
Mate,
missed
we're
that.
We're 20 seconds ahead of her. Don't worry about it.
It really isn't that bad. Though. We're doing it for a bit
Woody,
of a laugh.
Why don't you flirt with her? Yeah, okay.
If you want
That's been edited. That's been edited.
Can you flirt with her, Woody?
Woody, oh my God, she's
yeah, sure.
I didn't say so that's been edited. That's been edited.
No,
I was
not.
Saying, yeah, sure, to a coffee this morning.
If you want to go,
shame on you for editing.
That. If you want to go and see, Paris Hilton's Snapchats, she's so taken by this that she starts Snapchatting it. Go to our Facebook page, yeah. Heidi, Will and Woody. We've ripped the Snapchats off there and put them on our Facebook page. It gets intense. Woody is literally grinding his microphone on the desk with no shirt on. It's on our Facebook page. As soon as we did manage to get the communication up and running again, we addressed what had happened. This is her response.
So this is Woody.
Hi, Paris.
Hello. Hi, sexy.
Oh. And he just gave you, well, this is what happens. If we've got technical issues, we like to entertain the guests, and Woody gives a private striptease.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You're the resident stripper. At the radio station?
I am. I'm a stripper by night, radio host by morning. And I'm interested, Paris. I'm always trying to critique my moves. What did you like the most out of my striptease?
I liked it when you got on the table and were like shaking your booty.
Paris, did you
Thank
actually
you.
Check that up on Snapchat?
Yeah, millions of people are going to see your hot dance move. So.
Wow. Well, I might go viral.
You might.
He's your quintessential, like, Australian-looking bloke, isn't he?
He is. I thought he was, like, some surfer or something.
Oh, Paris, he was actually voted top six sexiest radio hosts in the country. So,
I can tell why.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Woody, I think you might have a fan.
Anyway, look, if you want to see that footage, it's on our Facebook page.
So
Heidi, Will and Woody, you're so rattled that your girlfriend might be listening.
Yeah,
her alarm's at 7:30. I think she's awake.
It's nothing untoward.
Check your phone.
Now, look, the great thing was Paris is in Australia to promote her brand new fragrance for Chemist Warehouse Gold Rush.
Yeah.
We did have a chat about that, but more importantly, Woods, as my DJ manager, you've been awful. You've got me two gigs. One of them had a drink card and you drank the drink card.
Yeah.
Well, we're a team and we only got one. I think it was fair that I was parched as organising everything.
But she is one of the greatest DJs the world has ever seen.
She does a bit of DJing in Ibiza at the moment. Yeah. And you threw out a bit of a curveball, mate. You brought up underground DJing. Mm-hmm. But after you'd, kind of sweeten things a bit with the striptease,
which was for you,
which was
for
me.
You
did it for me,
yeah,
Courtney. He did it for me,
yes,
and for me.
God, I'm a good friend. No, I did it for Will's DJ career.
Oh, okay.
As my manager, something quite miraculous has happened. This was her response about underground DJ.
Paris, you're also obviously a very successful DJ, and hypothetically, if one of us in this studio was an up and coming underground DJ, what advice would you give?
Well, I love all the underground DJs. I'm obsessed with going to DC10 in Ibiza. It's one of my favorite places. So
wow.
I feel like a lot of the underground DJs, they like being underground because that's like their cred. But I think a good thing to do for any DJ, especially underground, is you have to play at DC10.
Right, okay. I have to get a gig in DC10 in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like that'd be hard to do, Paris. Unless I got a leg up from you, of course.
I can hook it up. I'm friends with the owner.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what, Paris. Strip I'll give you another strip show if you can get Will a DJ spot at DC10.
I can do it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow.
The summer 2017.
All right.
Really?
Wow. Well,
I'll just, I think we're free. We're free.
We're available. Free. We've got nothing on Paris.
Okay, well, that would be amazing, Paris.
Paris, I was going to just chat to you.
How do we do that? Like, do we tweet you or something? I mean, we talk to your people.
Or
me,
Snapchat?
Or...
Yeah, we'll set it up.
Okay, great. Thanks, man. It's on, people.
Hell yeah.
We're going to Ibiza.
Summer in Europe, Ibiza.
Yep.
Lock it down.
You're welcome, Will,
by the way. DC10. I'm going to be playing a set. Woody might have to take his clothes off for her again.
Surely we can bring Courtney.
Business, obviously. Courtney can come.
Courtney can come.
We do dual striptease with her.
Yeah, no, not Courtney's not stripping. No.
Hey, if you do want to check out the full chat with Paris Hilton, though, it is going to be on our catch-up podcast, which is Heidi, Will and Woody. You can download on iTunes or go to hit929.com.au. Yep. Paris is in town for her new fragrance, Gold Rush, which is available.
Her 20th perfume, which is available at Chemist Warehouse. She reckons it's her best one yet.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Plenty of people excited about this world-famous rooftop woods.
Yep.
It's over in Sydney. We did give that prize away earlier in the week. Flights, accommodation, you and a mate. But there was one person in Australia who was probably more excited than anybody else, and that's our co-host.
And remind everyone how pumped you are about going to this, if you can go.
Oh, my God. I absolutely love Robbie Williams so much so that I think he's actually my hall pass. I think I've discussed that with Griffo.
That's intense. You said a few weeks ago that you would do anything.
I would do anything. Yes.
Sorry. To go and see Robbie Williams.
I'm actually really nervous, so you'll probably just have to lead here.
All right. Well, we put this out to a whole bunch of people and we said, guys, what should Heidi have to do? Woody and I often have a lot of fun dictating what you do. The people have decided that they want you... Mm-hmm. On record, Ando. They want a lie detector test. So we've got Lieutenant Colonel John Ryan in here from the International Truth Verification Technologies.
Who keeps looking at me suspiciously. Now, when he walked in, his handshake, I don't know if you felt that.
Of course.
Whoa.
Now, John, I had a quick chat with you before, mate. This is a system that you've been using which actually monitors the very, very low frequencies of your body, which we can't pick up naturally. The technology you've got picks up those frequencies to tell if there's any variation in them and hence tell whether the person is lying or not.
That's right. And so they don't even need to have a consequence because it's natural body. So no matter what the lie is, even if it's one that has no consequence, you're gone.
You're picked up. So, John, you've recently used this.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it basically just means that regardless of how well, whether you're thinking through the ramifications of the lie or not, it will tell whether you're lying.
And
so you recently used this in a homicide case over in Burma recently, John, to pin someone down.
As a matter of fact, this was used in... the counterterrorism guys in Malaysia use it, and I work in the US part-time as a detective, and we use it quite a bit in interrogation. It's very good.
He's even got interrogating eyes.
Yeah. He's wonderful. So John is here.
Give me a break. I'm a nice guy.
John, thank you so much for coming in. To everybody that has pitched questions on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody, thank you so much. Woody and I were poring over this until about 2 or 3 o'clock this morning. Mm. Barely slept a wink.
Over a couple of vinos.
We had to...
There's nothing personal in that.
Yeah, my housemate Legs also helped out with the filtering process, which was wonderful.
God.
So anyway, we've got 5 questions, Hides.
Yeah. Are we ready to go?
We're ready to go.
There's one more little thing we need to explain.
What?
And that is that while we are doing this...
What are you going to do to me?
If you lie...
Yeah.
Or pass, you can pass.
I can pass.
If you choose to pass on a question,
or
if you lie, that will be the equivalent of you missing a song that Robbie Williams performs on the world famous rooftop. So, for example, if you lie or pass,
you will
have to stand at the world famous rooftop with a blindfold on and earphones on and not be able to enjoy the song, the experience.
That's just stupid. I'll tell the truth.
Right now. Is a critical moment in our show. I mean, if you've listened to our show, this is really going to start to I'm a bit scared. This is going to set the cat amongst the pigeons, Woods.
Yeah, there could be fights after. And it really is going to identify if Heidi is what she says, which is real Heidi. Yeah. She sells herself as real Heidi.
Well, yeah. I was fake Heidi and they told me to change it when I came out of Big Brother.
So what's happened here is Heidi said that she will do anything to go and see Robbie Williams on the world famous rooftop.
I will do anything.
We let you guys choose what that would be. You guys nominated Lie Detector Test. And you, the listeners, have chosen the questions through our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody. You've sent a bunch through. Woody and I agonised over the questions last night.
Let's just get on with it. I'm so nervous.
No, mate. No. It's on our terms. We spent a long time filtering through your questions. And thank you for all the questions. You've got some crackers here. We've got five questions here, which you guys have chosen. Lieutenant Colonel John Ryan from International Truth Verification Technologies is in the studio with us right now. He's monitoring your answers, Hides. Now, the deal is... The deal is, if you if you lie or if you pass on a question, then you will miss a song from the Robbie Williams gig.
So does that mean I get to go?
Well, he's only doing about five or six songs.
Oh, God. So I could go
and we get to choose which songs. Yeah, you could go and watch nothing at the gig.
We can confirm now you're going, but it's just a matter of whether you're going to be blindfolded and headphoned.
Okay.
If you walk out, you can't go. If you stick through this entire lie detector, you will.
Let's get on with it.
I feel sick.
We've got five questions here.
I might have to go have a little bomb.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
So John is going to say, after I have asked you the question, whether you are lying or not.
Okay, Will, let's go.
First question.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought Instagram or Facebook followers?
No.
That's the truth.
Very good. Very good.
One.
Hashtag real Heidi.
We actually thought that was the case, so we're glad.
Well, otherwise I'd have a few more, don't you think?
Yeah, I reckon.
Question two. Do you have any sexy role play outfits?
No.
That's not quite true.
My partner.
That's enough.
Oh, that's a lie.
That's not me.
Hides,
mate.
You cannot object to the test, mate. This is the way the test works.
In actual fact, let's try that one again.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No. We're going to move on.
We
don't have enough time.
Sorry.
Oh, God damn.
Thanks, John.
That's so unfair.
Question three. Do you think you should have won the Fun Fearless Female Radio Award last week?
Yes.
That's very much the truth.
But we knew that. I was happy for the other person, but we knew that.
Was she happy for the other person, John?
That's not the question.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
That's okay. We knew that.
That wasn't an official question, so that wasn't a lie, Hides, but there's a bit of scoop for everybody.
Hey, I want to keep my job.
This is too much fun. I could do this for hours.
Hey, I could as well. It's kind of fun to decide whether you're lying or not.
Give me that drone. Next question.
What is it?
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had a sexy dream about Will and or Woody?
Yes.
More than one, by the way.
Do you want me to explain myself?
No, this is That's material fine. For later. We don't have to know about that. Oh, my God.
I've told you.
Quite a few by the look of this.
Oh, no, that is a lie, John.
No, it's not.
That is a lie. Maybe I fantasized.
Guys, don't bloody tell the detector it's that it's wrong.
And no.
Man.
I haven't had
one
that I can remember.
Mate. Shut up.
It was about you, Will.
Oh, what?
All right. Final question. Question five.
Yeah.
So she's currently lied on one of them.
So she's missing one
song. So she's missing one song from the Robbie Williams set. We will choose which song that is.
There's a technicality there, but anyway.
No, mate.
Yes.
Final question.
Oh, my God.
This could be anything.
Just spit it out, mate.
This could rupture the show. I mean, I'm. Do we need to ask?
Yes. No. Don't. If it's going to rupture the show.
Okay. Here we go.
We're on holidays in a few weeks.
Let's rupture the show.
Question five.
Oh God.
Do you like Will better than Woody?
Oh, that's a tough one.
She's going to lie. She's thinking about it.
No. But I don't. I like you both the same. Do I have
to say?
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Yeah.
The same.
Wow.
Yeah. Because can I just say why? Wow. Because Woody is like my friend that I go to that I could go have fun with and not take life too seriously. And then Will's the kind of guy that acts like my older brother that cares for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's actually
that was really
probably the best result we could have hoped for there. John, that is that really right?
Beautiful. Actually, the whole lot is the truth. I recorded the whole lot.
Oh. Yeah.
See, I do like you guys.
Well, we're sending you to Robbie Williams because we like you too, mate. Well done. Well done.
Congratulations, Andy. Well done.
Great job, mate. Now
thank
we're running
God, that
bloody
was
late.
So nerve-wracking.
Lieutenant
thank
Colonel
you.
John Ryan, okay. Thank you so much for coming in, mate. That was completely unbelievable. Hides.
Yeah, no more questions.
No more questions. You done?
I'm done.
Are you clipped out or are you still clipped in?
I'm still clipped in. What, do you want one more?
No. We're done. You passed.
Congratulations, Hides. That's amazing. Lieutenant Colonel John Ryan, thank you so much for coming in. Guys, obviously that video will be on our Facebook page.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hit 92.9's world famous rooftop this year has played host to some pretty epic performances in Perth.
Hey there, this is Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert gave it to us ghost town style on top of the art gallery in Northbridge. Then we packed out Elizabeth Key with the Rubens.
Hey, this is Elliot. Sam, we're from the Rubens.
And now, the world famous rooftop is about to be transformed into the biggest party in Perth. You got me
high.
The rooftop's being set up at the new Coastport Beach in Frio, and it's gonna play host to. Hang on a sec, we need a bigger name for this. Someone call Carl Stefanovic.
Righto, everyone, just simmer down a little bit. Hey. Is there anybody out there in the mood for Peking Duck? Please welcome Peking Duck.
Welcome to the world famous rooftop, Peking Duck, on Hit 92.9.
Yes.
Wow, how epic did that sound?
It was epic. It is epic. It's going to be amazing. It's down at Coastport Beach. Brand new nightclub down there on the water. It is epic. It's a huge thanks to Murdoch University. Murdoch, your first choice for uni in 2017. Think murdoch.com.au. Those guys have got right behind this. Now, look, can we just cut that for a sec?
Why?
So really here's the deal. Peking Duck are a great, great Australian duo, right? They produce wonderful music.
They're also incredibly wild. Like this thing.
They are wild, those blokes. But you also have to remember, guys, that I'm going to say this to you too. They're slightly underground.
Oh.
Wow. Now, I've put.
Really?
Well, no, they are.
We're not cool enough to go.
No, you're not.
Sorry.
No, you're not. And I've actually had to pull a couple of strings to get them over the line.
Oh, you've organised this whole
thing. I have. I had to have a chat with a few more underground DJs to get this across the line.
In the
and
sewers? Is that where you guys hang out?
Actually, it was in a sewer, in Sydney. Ruben and Adam are good guys.
Yes.
Right? Now, I've been away for a few days.
Yes.
And you two nupties had a chat with them without remembering that they were underground, and you went flying in there with your brash commerciality. And you completely
that's what we do.
Have a listen. Have a listen to the chat that you two had with Peking Duck while I was away.
Oh yeah.
We're really pumped for you guys. You've got a brand spanking new single, Stranger.
You just churn out bangers, don't you, boys?
We try our best.
It's what you do. It's what you do.
I've noticed that you always take your shirt off. Will that be happening on our rooftop?
It most certainly will.
All right.
Amazing.
Pull it down there.
That's now, really interesting chat. It's a great interview.
I literally had a text from Adam.
Oh, with this sexy voice, Adam.
From Peking Duck. And he said, yo, bro, I thought this was the world's most famous underground rooftop.
Oh.
I don't know how the hell I had to deal with that sort of level of interview.
Yes, sorry.
We were excited, Will.
Mate, their song Stranger features the artist Ellie Font.
Yeah.
You called her Elephant.
Well, it's spelt phonetically like it's elephant. It looks like it's elephant.
That might have happened next.
To try and repair the wounds of how bad that was.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Adam and apologize.
Can we chat? I think we built some really good rapport last time.
I'm turning your mics off. Up next, live here, we're going to go to the underground, and I'm going to have to call Adam and just make sure that he's coming to our world famous rooftop thanks to Murdoch University because you guys butchered. Now, as I've just explained to you guys, if you're just joining the show, I mean, we do joke about me being an underground DJ.
And you are.
But I have got a few connections to the underground, and this wouldn't get off the ground if Peking Duck weren't part of the underground. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we met in a sewer, I think last week, and traded a few things. And
yeah. Apparently, I've heard you both sent rats, and the rats had the conversation. And that's how things happen in the underground.
It does. And Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck sent me a rat recently.
Yes.
Just to say how disgusted they were with the interview that you two had with them.
Well, you were away doing a law exam. I know. And
I'm angry at the producers as well, because they shouldn't have let that happen, because, you know.
I think it was a great chat.
You guys were flying in there with your just commercial radio. And
that is who I am, Will.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't really fit the world famous, the most underground world famous rooftop hard. So I need to apologize.
To
Adam and Ruben.
You're apologizing to us.
Oh, God. You guys absolutely cooked the goose. So right now, I'm going to give Adam a call from Peking Duck because right now they've pulled out.
What?
No, we just announced that they were coming.
We called their support person Elephant. Guys, an elephant. Like, get over it.
They're on the fringe because you guys insulted the underground. So I'm going to call Adam right now from Peking Duck.
Well, can we say sorry?
No, maybe say we're not here. Maybe.
You're not going to talk.
I'm not here.
Hello.
Hey, Adam, are you there, bro?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I've been away for a few days, and I know I asked you as a fellow DJ as a favor to come and do the world's most underground rooftop, and I heard that the radio station got a hold of you and you had to do a bloody interview with really commercial co-hosts. I'm so sorry, man.
Oh, man. I was kind of waiting on an apology, actually. Like, those guys were just lame.
It was
corny, man. Like, cheesy. I couldn't connect with it, man.
Oh, I heard that they're so above ground. Like, I've got a bit of a clip here. I almost don't want to play this to you, but, I mean, obviously, your most recent song, Strangers, really diving at a much deeper metaphor, and Woody just went in and jumped in with this question. It was disgusting. I'll play it for you. But
walking a stranger home.
Yeah.
This, if I was to walk a stranger home, it would most definitely be a pickup technique from mine. Yeah. Does that at all have any meaning behind your song?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah, I thought this, like, you know, I was kind enough to do you guys a favor, you know, like, come out there. Me and Ruben would, you know, we were told it was going to be super underground.
Yeah.
And, you know, now this is just so far from, the realness of it all. You know, I appreciate the apology, but I mean, you know, there's a certain line, and even so I was vomiting. I was vomiting for the majority of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, look, please don't vomit now, but I'm going to play you another thing. I think they brought up, like, the ridiculously commercial and cheesy Venga Boys at one point as well. It was.
Did you watch them on the weekend?
The Venga Boys came last.
Dude, I'm so sorry. What is that?
Oh, man. These things happen, man. Whatever. Whatever. Water under the bridge, man.
All right. Well, look, I hope you guys understand, and, you know, like, underground DJ to underground DJ, I hope you guys can still come. I mean, do you need anything else to get you across the line? I can probably guarantee you won't have to talk to those people.
Yeah, I mean, we can still do it. We're just going to have to need, like, some, maybe, like, a personal barista making lattes. We're going to need that.
Yeah, sure. Obviously,
and, like,
lattes.
Maybe, I don't know if you guys have, like, a good beret dealer in Perth, but I'm going to need some berets, like, and maybe some, like, Ray-Bans. And I don't know, man. The list goes on. I'll have to send it to you via text.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair enough, man. Look, I just really appreciate it. I just thought I'd give you a call and a bit of an apology. But, yeah, look, I'll be able to sort out a personal barista. I'll make sure he's German or something. And soy milk only, obviously, the berets. And
Hey, look, man, have a great day. Whatever you're doing, sounds like you're pretty chilled out and doing nothing. So just...
Oh, man, you know, just laxing out, you know, in the studio. Not even writing music, man. Just sitting here staring at the wall.
With your headphones on. Yeah. It
sounds like a good area.
Delish, man. We'll just keep it going. Maybe Graham a few times and I'll catch you later, bro.
Yeah, catch you, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. I don't know why you're laughing, guys.
I do not know why you're laughing.
Is that your voice?
It was obviously Underground Will and Commercial Will. And as I said to you, I had to get on a level with Adam, but you're welcome. I managed to scratch him back from the brink.
No, and you guys need to apologize to me.
No,
thank you. Sorry, Will.
Thank you
for bringing it back. So they're coming again?
They're coming. I've had to organize the personal German baristas and the berets.
And the soy lattes.
And the soy lattes, but... I think they're going to come, guys.
Yeah.
So they're still coming.
Are we allowed to celebrate?
Yes, you can celebrate, but not too much because it's not very underground to be celebrating.
Okay, there you go.
Really exciting that Peking Duck are coming along.
It's so chill, man.
It's going to be a great gig. Big thanks to Murdoch Uni for the world's most underground, rooftop.
It's December 1st.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Last chance to go have been gone. All the tickets are gone, but we've been promising for a while here, Hides, that we're giving away a trip to Mexico.
Yes, so it is the moment of truth. Now, you can watch this unfold on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody.
Yeah.
Because, Woody, you came up with this concept.
Well, the team.
No, you came up with the bloody concept. This is what happens when we... If you're left to an idea...
Yeah, it's generally pretty bad. So I went down to Zambrero Subiaco. G'day, boys! And girls down there. And I said to the gang there, I said, give me 63 of your finest burritos.
Yeah.
And they did.
Please.
No, I didn't say please. It was business. And they gave me 63 burritos. And basically what I've done here is I've got every single name of everyone in the draw to go to Mexico inside a burrito.
God.
And I've got a friend here.
Sounds like a painstaking
job. You've got Emily.
Got Emily from Mandarin Club. Hey, Emily, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So you're going to be a very key player here in giving away this trip to Mexico, Emily.
What happened to the old barrel draw here, Woods? Why aren't we doing that?
Because I broke every barrel. But Emily, so what's going to happen is I'm spinning in the middle of 63 beautiful burritos, and I'm just going to start spinning. And when you say stop, I'm going to stop, and the burrito that I point at, I will put in my mouth. And then obviously I'll eat the name. I didn't know about this.
Why don't we just write the name on the outside of the burrito?
Oh,
why didn't we do that?
Because that's boring.
Why do you have to bite a burrito on air?
Because I'm hungry.
He's hungry. He probably can't even eat the stuff that's on the burrito.
Get on with it, Woody. Seriously.
I have to explain this. I bite into the burrito and then I spit it out. And then the name I spit out... is going to Mexico.
No, you're spitting it into producer Jack's hand.
Yeah, he put his hand up for it. All right, Emily.
Okay, so this is on our Facebook page live.
Are we ready to go?
I think so.
Don't make me spin for too long.
All right.
Actually, it'd be quite funny if you make me spin for a while. Because
you don't want to fall over and crush all your burritos.
Oh, that would wreck it.
So, Emily, it's all in your hands now. So you want to tell Woody to start?
All right, start spinning.
Oh, he's spinning fast. He's spinning way too fast.
He's lost his hat.
And stop.
Oh no, he's actually just fallen over. Do you need to spin again?
This is the worst idea we've ever had.
I didn't realize, Emily,
thanks for the call. Woody, do you know where you stopped?
Mate, I'm really dizzy. I need to sit down.
Do you know where you stopped?
Yes.
Yes, we've got one. Okay. Yeah. All right, Emily, thanks for the call. You've served your purpose in the most ridiculous holiday draw ever.
All right.
He's now got the burrito in his hands.
Okay.
So he's biting.
Don't bite the foil as well.
Oh no, he's done that.
Something like spitting it out into producer Jack's hand. Oh, this is so gross.
Okay.
He spat in his face.
We've got a name. Can we get the name, please?
What's the name?
The winner of the trip to Mexico. I'm really dizzy. Is D'Amica Lavery.
Yes!
Congratulations,
D'Amica. We've got to call her now.
All right, we're going to get her on the line.
So a bit of padding in between. I mean, geez, this couldn't be much smoother, could it?
Well, this is good radio.
Well, should we get her back on the other side?
No. We're doing it now. I want to get this out of the way.
What are we up to this weekend, everybody?
Do you want me to tell you where she's going?
Yeah.
She's going to Los Cabos.
Yep.
And she's going...
If you want to see this riveting footage,
nights,
by the way.
Four-star accommodation, twin share, half-a-day luxury yacht.
What if she doesn't answer?
Plus $5,000 spending money. Re-spin. She doesn't answer. No, you can't.
We're doing re-spin.
I reckon re-spin.
Re-spin.
Can't.
What do you mean we can't?
Oh, no, we can't. We can't do a re-spin.
We've got a lot of big heads outside.
Hashtag.
Is that a yes or a no to re-spin?
Hashtag terms and conditions.
What about if we override?
I know. Come on, D'Amica.
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 Live on the radio.
Mate, nah, she's dead to me. Hang up.
Welcome to the voice.
Nah.
Oh, no. Okay, well, a massive congratulations to her. What a letdown, Woody.
That was so anticlimactic.
Hey, the build-up was good, though.
The build-up was good.
She's still going to Mexico.
All right.
Good stuff, D'Amica. I'd love to do a re-spin, but no, we're not allowed, are we?
You could still re-spin just for fun.
No, I'm still quite dizzy.
Check it out on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody. A massive congrats to D'Amica.
That was the worst thing. It's the worst competition giveaway I think that's ever happened in this building for both stations.
What? What do you mean?
That was outrageous.
No one could have...
You spat on our producer's face.
I didn't mean to.
You've wasted 62 burritos.
No, I don't. Because
and the
right
person
now,
didn't even pick up the phone.
Come to 450 Roberts Road if you want a burrito. I've got 62 left.
Check out our video on Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody. You can see how it all went down.
That's all from this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up. Don't miss the next one. And don't miss Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.